Okay. Ta-da. Everybody, welcome to another great and terrible beauty, which is what we call this show now, huh? Jesus, that sounds a little weird. Welcome. I said that already. But you know what? You are fucking welcome. You're real welcome to this. Appreciate you taking all the massive effort of, you know, hooking up a thing to a thing and putting a thing on a thing and listening to a thing. That's something. You should... be proud of yourself for that, if nothing else. Very small show today. Not much to talk about. You know? I like to launch a good one that way. Let everybody know that this is not something they should be listening to, you know, not something they're going to be pleased by. But here we are anyway. So I found this application, as we call it, for the phones. And it's called Perfect Wife. Okay? Doing some unrelated searches, and I found this thing that's called Perfect Wife. You know, I didn't search for Perfect Wife, not in the App Store. That's not really, you know, Perfect Wife. I don't think Perfect Wife would be free if it was very perfect. You know, if it was actually, if I was looking for the perfect wife, App Store wouldn't be where I started, and if it was free, I would question it. You know, and also I wouldn't want to read 238 ratings of my perfect wife. Maybe my perfect wife has had sex with 238 people, but I don't really want to, you know, see what their star rating and then read a paragraph about what they thought about it. That's kind of where I draw the line. So, you know, if my perfect wife is out there, if you've been keeping those sorts of records, that's cool. But keep them to yourself. So anyway, stumbled upon Perfect Wife. Thought I would see what Perfect Wife had to say. See how perfect this Perfect Wife was. Now here's what it turns out. It's a soundboard. It's got 48 phrases for my listening pleasures. I don't really know what kind of things it says. I have a bad feeling that this is going to be one of those hilarious, like, you know... Oh, you know, I love cooking every night. So please, I would rather you didn't. You know, watch all the baseball you need to, sweetheart. I'll just get naked, you know. But it says perfect wife. Now, perfect wife is standing here. This application is almost all purple. And she's wearing a purple sweater and a short purple skirt. Her legs are gorgeous chopsticks that have no variation in width from ankle to the top. So she does have cankles, in a way, because, I mean, her ankles are very thin, but so is the rest of her leg. I mean, she kind of looks like maybe a cartoony, trampy version of the lady from Bewitched. And she says, "I'll say what your wife won't," you know. This would be, I don't know if this application, what its purpose was, but it would be a really good one to get if you actually were married and to just leave up on your iPad, you know, your wife wakes up and goes into the living room where you were out staying up last night and sees that this is what's up on your iPad, just, you know, perfect wife just sitting there. And one time it would just be like, oh, that guy. But then after five or six times, my God, it would be unignorable. Hang on, I got to turn off this fan real quick. That's much better. Much better. Everyone's happy now. So without further ado, let's just see what my perfect wife has to say. Here's number one.
You know, I've been complaining a lot lately. I don't blame you for ignoring me.
Okay, first of all, you know, I didn't know I was going to be marrying Monty Python lady. I'm not happy about that. Nobody asked me about that. I'm not impressed to begin with. That is not a sexy voice either. I don't like that. I don't know. I might be alone in this, but I am not a sucker for an accent, you know? I just don't... It doesn't hurt most times, but it doesn't go... You don't go from a 6 to a 10, that's for damn sure. Not even a 9 to a 10. I mean, if you're a 10, you're a 10, and if you're not, you're not. But the accent is just not something I'm interested in. I don't get it. I really think there are some people out there who would rather bang someone with an accent who is not good looking than someone who is good looking but with an accent, with no accent. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but I suspect there are people like that out there, or at least they talk like that. But you know what? Fuck that shit. That's because accent is safe. You know what I mean? You could say, I love so-and-so's accent, and that's somehow okay. Or if I said, like, I like her top half of her breasts, and that's it. That would be wrong. One time, I was dating this girl, like, in high school. And she was like, what's your favorite part of my body? You know? Which I immediately was like, butt. Obviously, butt. But I didn't say that. I said, your back. Because I was like, I don't know, that's safe. I mean, what a fucking idiot.
Okay. The new girl in my office, she's a real beauty. And a stripper, too. I've invited her over for dinner on Friday.
Okay. I mean, again, I could see how this would be a fantasy for some. But for me, if it was like, if that's what she said, I'd say, ah, Christ, are you kidding me? On Friday? Friday's the night that I get off work and then get pizza on the way home and then come home and eat, you know, all but three slices of the pizza and then, you know, pass out in front of Netflix and then wake up and eat the other three slices of pizza and then go to bed. Usually too bloated to take the empty pizza box to the garbage. I don't really understand how a stripper friend from work is supposed to improve this situation. You know, I think you might have just fucked us both over here. I don't like it.
While you were in the bathroom, your team scored. Don't worry. I caught it. I recorded it.
Yeah, whoop-dee shit. See, this is like, this really is like Bewitched, because it's, you know, that was like another thing on TV is, you know, dads on TV took shits for like 3 hours. They would just be in the bathroom for 3 hours, you know? They would take all the newspapers in there, and they just be in there shitting. I don't know how people shit that long. I mean, I don't know. I could sit in a chair. I guess a toilet's like a chair, but I can't shit that long. That turns me inside out in very literal ways.
Fast food again? Bring it on.
Okay, well, that's not bad. I mean, I do like my Wendy's. I was just talking the other day how, you know, you go to the grocery store, and if you get, like, water or gum or something, or you know when they do it a lot? If you get, like, let's say you get a Milky Way, a nice candy bar, they'll always be like, do you want this with you or in the bag? Which I don't like, because let's be realistic. I mean, I can get out of the fucking bag myself. You know what I mean? I don't need you to remove it from the bag. I can handle that one task on my own. And also, I mean, just don't ask. Just put it in on top. You know, I just went to the store. I bought some greens. And I also bought boxes of rice. Fucking dum-dum puts the rice below the greens so it's soaked. And also, there was a bag filled with all produce and one apple. So apple just is in the fridge, unbeknownst to me. All fucked up. I don't know who's bagging. Bagging groceries, I think, is kind of like the job they give, you know, those kind of equal opportunity, like, handicapped people. But I don't like that. I mean, how hard is it to swipe the stuff across the thing? Every idiot can do it on their own now. I think they should switch to that. Or they'll do this, too. I'll be there. I'm a robust gentleman, you know, of a young-ish age, medium age. And the 90-year-old woman will be like, do you want help out with this? What am I going to say? Oh, yeah, please. Yeah. I'd like you to carry these to my car for me, you know, for why? I don't, you know, I managed to get them here. I think I can get them the rest of the way to my fucking car, right? I mean, that would be, if I worked at a store and someone said, can I get help out with that? I'd say, maybe you should have bought so much shit all at once, you know? I mean, so what? So what if you're like some old man and you can't carry it out to your car? What do you have to do besides go back to the store the next day? I'd be doing you a favor by making you buy less groceries and taking more trips. Let's see what we got next.
I like that wedding even more than ours. Your ex-girlfriend has class.
I like that what even more than ours?
I like that wedding even more than ours. Your ex-girlfriend has class.
Wedding? I can't even understand this lady.
I like that buy anything from the trolley, dear.
Fuck you.
You know what? I'm going to chuck out all these shoes and just have a pair of trainers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, God. Shoe shopping. Ladies be shoe shopping, huh? I mean, you need more than one pair of shoes as a woman. You need more than one pair of shoes as a man. Let's face it. Dress shoes, regular shoes, boots, exercise shoes. That's the minimum. Okay? Not impressing me. I can tell you're just trying to say what you think I want to hear, and you're all wrong. I don't know what kind of man you're speaking to, but it's not a good one.
That girl is wearing the same outfit as I am. Cool. I'm going to go over and talk to her.
Okay, so this is supposed to be the counter to, oh, that girl's wearing the same outfit as me. Motherfucker. I mean, that one's interesting to me. It's like, ladies, you could be friends. That one's probably the closest to accuracy that I've got so far, you know. It's funny when people do that, you know, the audacity of that bitch. I was at the airport. I saw a guy wearing this T-shirt. I have the same T-shirt, but in a different color. You know, it's just something from Old Navy. But what's weird is it's like 5 or 6 years old at this point. I was thinking, I could have been wearing that same shirt, just in a different color, and then... You know, that's the last I thought of it till just now. I was like, eh, who fucking cares? Fuck that guy. Should have ran to the bathroom and put it on right then just so he could enjoy. He could have said, ah, shit. Yeah, the same shirt as that guy. What an asshole. Little would he know what an asshole I really was. I'd actually got out of my way to go put that fucking shirt on.
Let's just leave the toilet seat up at all times. Then you don't have to mess with it anymore.
Ah, okay. This is a key issue. Here's what I want to say. Okay, when you're at home, if you live with a lady, put it down. It's very easy. It's an easy thing to do that people will be excited about. However, public unisex bathroom, it needs to stay up. And here's why. Someone's going to piss all over it. I guarantee you. Someone is going to decide not to lift it and piss all over it, or a kid's going to go in there and they, you know, pissing is hard as a boy. I don't know as a little girl if it's the same challenges, but as a boy, because every urinal and every toilet is like just above your penis height. You have to actually arc urine up and into, it's like shooting a mortar instead of a rifle. You know what I mean? As an adult, when you're peeing, it's just like shooting a guy point-blank range with a rifle in the head. As a kid, it's like you have to do the math of arcing it up and over and then hitting your target. It's almost impossible. And you're little. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. So I'm going to just say, here's the thing. If it's up, I'll leave it up. If it's down, I'll put it up when I pee, and I'll just leave it up. Because I figure, hey, man, this is going to save someone pissing all over this, okay? I know that in polite society, no one would just piss all over, but let's face it, it's happening out there. We've all been victimized.
I've decided to go for a boob job. How big would you like them?
This seems like a trick question almost, you know? I've decided to go for a boob job. How big would you like them? I mean, how would you even answer that? I don't know. I mean, from a practicality standpoint, it doesn't even seem worth getting a boob job unless you go a little on the large side, right? Because why else would you do it? You know? So I don't know. F? Is that a size? I have no fucking idea. I mean, I don't know. I'm really excited, though, because I think we're going to start getting into the era pretty soon where we see old ladies who've had boob jobs. You know, I think the boob jobs really came into vogue in the 80s. So if you were 20 in the 80s, you're like in your 50s now. So another 10 years, we're going to start seeing these 60-year-old broads with these huge cans. That's going to be something else.
Honey, come here. Watch me do a tequila shot off Stephanie's bare ass.
I don't know how you do it. When people talk about these body shots, I don't, you know, I guess I'm sheltered, a homebody. I don't understand what a body shot really is, how it works, and what the appeal is, you know? I mean, how you do a shot off of someone's ass? Do you fill her crack and then shoot it up with a straw, or are you just balancing a glass on somebody's ass? Plus, I only really believe in drinking liquors that would burn skin. You know, if it doesn't burn when it touches your skin, I'm not really interested.
Shopping? Oh, God, no. I hate shopping.
Okay. Yeah. Shopping. I don't know. You gotta do some shopping. Fuck that shit.
I'm so happy with my new hairstyle. I don't think I'll ever change it again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing, the hairstyle. Here's the two trends I've noticed about lady hairstyle changes. May or may not apply to men. A, if they have a significant life event, oftentimes like a romantic event, a breakup or a non-breakup, that's oftentimes the catalyst for a big hair change. You know, long to short, short to long, whatever. I guess you can't really go short to long, but you get my drift. Second, perfect wife. Almost every person I know who is a lady and got a haircut that went from longish to pretty short cried. I don't know what that is, you know? And they seem to feel okay about it after like a day. You know, my version of that when I've cut my hair real short is I catch myself in the mirror and almost panic and get ready to fist fight somebody. Because I'm like, who's this fucking guy coming down the hallway? And then I'm like, oh, okay, that's me. That's me. I just couldn't recognize my own goddamn head and body without the same hair. But yeah, no tears. I don't know. You could probably do without the tears most of the time, right?
Damn! I loved it when my pillow smelled of your cigars and beer.
When my pillow smelled of your cigars and beer? Okay. Again, I just don't, like, this is like the perfect wife for, like, the most slovenly piece of shit ever. You don't need to smoke cigars in the bed, you know? If you're going to have a cigarette in bed, that's one thing, you know? But certain bad habits are not supposed to be in the bed. I would say cigars and chew are the bookends, and those should not be in the bed. Cigarette, fine. That's classic. Classic in the post-sex cigarette, and also, you know, some guy passing out and burning himself alive. I always loved that, because here's what they would say back in the day. He fell asleep while smoking a cigarette and, you know, burned alive. They never said, Well, he was extremely drunk, which is why he was, you know, enjoying smoking in the bed so much, and then passed out and did not wake up until before he was fully engulfed in flame. I never understood that part. How much of your mattress and comforter have to be on fire, you know, or their duvet, as I'm sure they had, these fellas. How much of that shit has to be on fire before you wake up? I mean, you must be real passed out to be burned to death and not even wake up, although that doesn't sound too bad if you had to go that way.
If we're not going to have sex, then you've got to let me watch the football.
That would be a tough one for me from time to time. Sex or football, meaning soccer. I mean, I'd probably go for the sex because I'd say, well, it takes a lot less time, you know? And both are pretty uncomfortable for me in terms of lack of knowledge and how much I don't know about each topic, you know? Be like, oh, yeah, that's when they do the free throw there. And then in the sex, I'd be like, ah, you want to do the old free throw across the room thing? Remember that? Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you've had enough to drink?
I mean, no one's ever going to ask me that because I don't think I've ever said I've had enough, you know, once in a while. But if I've had enough to drink to the point where I say I'm done, you'll know. You won't have to ask, you know, you'll be asking that to my passed out body in a bed that's burning alive from cigarettes. And you'll say, shout over the sound of flames crackling, are you sure you've had enough to drink?
Please let us order takeout again.
All right, fuck you. Everybody likes takeout. What are you talking about?
You are so sexy when you're hungover.
Yeah. See, again, I don't need to hear that. This is like totally unnecessary. This is just a liar. I don't know how I found this wife who's just a complete lying scumbag piece of shit, but here we are. I mean, she sucks. She's the worst liar ever, you know? You're so sexy when you're hungover. Just go with, like, I don't mind when you're hungover. That's enough. That's enough. I don't, you know, I'm not happy. I don't want to have sex. If I'm hungover, we're not having sex, believe me. It's not possible. You know, the sweat alone is like acid. You know, it's just not going to happen.
You are so sexy when you're hungover.
Oh, sorry, guys.
I'm telling you, I'd rather watch football and drink beer with you than go shopping.
Okay, so we've covered that, right? Beer, football, shopping.
I tell you what, let's subscribe to Playboy magazine.
Yeah, I mean, that's not... Ugh. Why? You know. Let's either get a real magazine or a real porno. Well, let's not do the half in between both, you know? I mean, I don't know. What are we going to learn out of that? And I don't like magazines that smell like any kind of scent, perfume, or cologne. That's not a magazine. That's a pretty sure sign I don't want to be involved with that magazine. I don't care who's nude in it. I don't want to. You know what Playboy should do is you subscribe for 6 issues out of the 12 a year, and then they tell you who's going to be in it and what's going to be in it, and then you pick those that you actually want. Because the rest, you know, once in a while, they just have someone naked in there who's from some TV show or something. And I think, I don't know, man. I mean, she's fine, but not... Not magazine subscription hot, that's for sure. In the day of the internet, you know, you can be tumbling through porn as long as you'd like. Meanwhile, I got someone encouraging me to do that. Fuck you. No way.
I'll just be outside painting the house.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would just say I'd rather my wife was like, fuck it, who cares? We don't need to paint the house. Or... You know, she keeps talking about beer. She's such a big beer talker. Let's get real loaded and paint the house, you know, and listen to headphones and listen to our own separate podcasts. I wonder if there's a button out here that's like, oh, I really enjoy your podcast. You're so hilarious on the podcast. Oh. Whatever they call it over there across the pond. You're really funny on the pod tubes. Some shit like that.
I love it when you go out with your mates on your motorbike. I just wish you had more time to go and do it more often.
Well, yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, motorcycle is weird. I keep meaning to do a show about, you know, the saga of my motorcycle. Maybe this weekend. But I never understand. Here's what I don't understand. What is the point of riding on the back of the motorcycle? You know, you see a lot of ladies doing that. I mean, when you see guys doing it together, and I talked about this before, that I wish that was like a gay guy thing. They would be riding on there together because that would look great. But when it's two guys, you can tell they're just trying to stay separate. And basically, it seems that the one guy is like, I just need a ride to wherever we're going, you know, and this is going to work, whatever. But I don't really get why people are so into, you know, I took the motorcycle class. This fucking lady, you know, there's like a 55-year-old lady in the class. She's saying, well, I rode on the back of a Harley for 20 years. She looked like it, believe me. Could have used some sunscreen over, you know, maybe the last 10 of those 20. You know, I rode on the back of the Harley for 20 years, just now learning to ride. And she was the worst in the class. You know, I don't understand. I mean, it's fun. Riding the motorcycle is fun, but driving it is way more fun, believe me. I mean, think about driving a car. You know, driving it is more activity than riding. You know, riding is just boring. You just fucking sit there. But, you know, think about when you first learn to drive and you're excited to drive. That's kind of what a motorcycle is like, always. Quit riding on the back.
Honey, our new neighbor's daughter is sunbathing again. Come and have a look.
Yeah, I mean, that would happen, I think. Because your neighbor's daughter sunbathing is fun. Because if she's attractive, it's like, can you believe she's just laying out there? Look at this fucking idiot. And if she's unattractive, you both just go to the window and look and be like, my God. Oh, my God. Why? Why? You know, this is the summer. It's sunbathing season. And I get sunbathing because going to a tanning place is crazy. But just do it in your fucking backyard. You don't need to be at the park. You know what I mean? Or some lake or whatever. Just do it in your own fucking backyard. It's the same sun. Realize the sun is like a million miles away, right? So whether you're at the park or at your house, it's going to be pretty much the same. You know, maybe you get on a hill at the park and it's slightly closer to the sun. But I think you could work it out.
Your mother is way better than mine.
I mean, that's probably true. My mom's pretty awesome. You know, just don't talk to her about politics or anything like that, and you'll get along just fine. But see, again, I don't. This perfect wife, you know, the perfect wife for me has always had to have the perfect family, too. I mean, if we're talking perfect. Because let's face it, you're going to end up spending a lot more time with this family than you planned. This is how it always goes in a relationship. It does not matter how small the family is, how far away, how crazy, how disliked by the person you're dating. You're going to spend more time with them than you ever dreamed you'd be spending with a group of people like this. You know, when you were 15 and you were imagining your perfect wedding, you were not imagining your spouse's family there as they are. Ever. Ever. You just have to accept it, man. That shit is bad. So here's what I'm saying, though. Perfect wife, if she had the perfect family, that would be helpful. Instead of just being like, oh, you're right, my family sucks. I'd rather you had a good family than admit that your family sucks.
Do me a favor. Forget the whole Valentine's Day thing and buy yourself something.
Okay, that one I actually really like. You don't have to tell me to buy myself something. And really, it would be like, hey, fuck Valentine's Day. We don't need to do that. You know, who cares? Nobody cares. Or I even go so far as to say, hey, let's do Valentine's Day, but you know, it's on a fucking Wednesday. Let's do it on Saturday or something. That I'm down with. That's appropriate. Welcome to adulthood.
I know you forgot the anniversary. It's no big deal. It's only an anniversary.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. That seems like a trick as well. I get confused about anniversaries as far as when you get married and things like that. Because then your new anniversary becomes your wedding. You know? I don't, these things are always shifting around. I think that this is why I used to question people getting married. But now I think I would like to get married on fucking Halloween. You know, because then it's perfect. I'll never forget. The theme is easy. You know, you go to fucking Party City and they got all kinds of shit already for a dollar. Hang up a bunch of rubber bats and you're good to go. Then every year, you know, you have an excuse to do something every year and do something weird. Or just go to a party, it's fine. And when you get divorced, inevitably, Halloween is the perfect holiday. There's graves and shit everywhere, skeletons, thinking about your mortality. And then you're like, ah, this was my old anniversary. Haunting, chilling anniversary.
Listen, I make enough money for both of us. Why don't you just retire? Go and play some golf.
Okay, that's actually a fantasy of mine. I don't think I've ever dated anybody who made more money than me. Most of them had more, I think. Just because, I don't know. I don't know how people have money, but obviously I haven't figured that out yet. But it would be nice, you know, dating somebody and then they're like, oh, by the way, I'm a neurosurgeon. So, you know, maybe if you want to cut down your work to like 0 hours a day and, I don't know, fucking we'll buy a dog and you just play with it all day. I don't know. I don't know what people do when they retire at age 30, but I'm in to find out. I'm down for that experiment, you know. Always also a dream to be a guy collecting alimony after a divorce. That would be pretty awesome. You know, perfectly capable of working for myself. But I've gotten accustomed to a certain lifestyle. And, you know, because of my emotional unavailability, which has led to our divorce, you now have to pay, you know, I don't understand that alimony business. Like, I mean, what are you paying for? Because you made a mistake and we just don't want you to forget what a mistake it was to marry me in the first place? It's very bizarre.
28 previous girlfriends. So what? I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should be. I mean, it doesn't matter. What can you do? There's nothing you can do about that. You know, people get really uptight about that. Here's the thing. If you're going to be uptight about that, then don't ask. And you know what else? The people who are most uptight about it are the ones who are not satisfied with whatever their number is. They either think it's too low or that theirs is kind of high. So therefore, they feel like they know, you know, what goes on in these relationships and they're unhappy about it. Just fuck it, man. Who cares? I don't care. It does not matter. Hey. It's not the 28 guys she was with before. It's the one she's with now. Okay? That would make for some good wedding vows, too, where, you know, I'm like, I know that you fucked 28 guys before we met. Each one larger penised than the last. You were insatiable sexually. You really hoarded around town. Unstoppable. You were like the juggernaut of sex. You know, and those are the only ones you count as your boyfriends. Some you did not even count because you said, I didn't even like them. I just wanted them inside me. But, you know, today we're getting married, so amen.
Honey, I'm afraid I'm running late. Why don't you and Linda go on without me?
Who the fuck is Linda? I mean, I don't know. I'm always late. I actually would benefit from a girlfriend who is really super late a lot. Then I could be like, oh, I don't know, she's late. If I had a really timely wife, things would not go well. You know, things would not go well. I've tried to think about, because there's really no reason for me to be late all the time. There's nothing that I say, okay, well, here's what always happens. It's just basically I don't want to go anywhere. You know, so then I'm kind of sitting around and I'll be doing something like cleaning my kitchen table when I should be leaving. And just saying, well, I guess I'll be late. Whatever.
don't feel bad about not being able to find work, hon. I've already talked to my boss about working through the weekend.
Peter's wife is working for the weekend. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, it's funny that this is perfect wife, and here's why. I mean, it's a stereotype, right? That, you know, and this is against the stereotype, because the wife here, my perfect wife, makes more money than I do, and also works harder than I do. I mean, that's kind of sad, right? That that's the stereotype. I don't know. Is that true for most people or not true? Or is it close to equal? This is the problem, you know, is equality. I don't really want equality. I would like my wife to be richer. I don't really care how hard she works. I don't care if she works one day a week and makes a fuckload of money. Although I guess that means I'm dating a stripper now, but, you know, that's irrelevant. You know, I don't care if she's lazy as fuck. But, I don't know, who cares as long as you go.
Wow, your boss is definitely doable.
Why? Is this a lady boss? A man boss? Why would... What the fuck? Why? If my wife said, your boss is real fuckable, I don't know how I feel about that. Man or woman. Be like, I don't really like my wife having a thing for my boss. How am I supposed to complain about work, you know, when I say, oh, yeah, my boss got me doing all this shit. And they're like, ooh, yeah, tell me more. You know, it's like, no, I don't. The idea of me complaining about this is not to get you horny. It's to complain about my work, goddammit. These are not crossover events. Not comfortable with this. I don't like it.
You need your sleep, you big silly. Now stop getting up for the night feedings. I'll do it.
Stop getting up. So this is for our baby? That I'm not feeding, I'm not helping with? So the perfect wife is telling me, you know, not to do the night feedings on the baby. I mean, we don't have a baby. This is my perfect wife. You know, so I don't know. I mean, this must be a baby she had from one of her 28 previous boyfriends or something. That's not ideal. I'm not going to say that it's a complete deal breaker for me, but it's not perfect. You know, if we're talking about perfect, this is called perfect wife, not perfect-ish wife. I don't know how I feel about that.
Look, my ass is fatter than yours.
Okay. Okay, I mean, why? What about that is exciting, you know? Why? I don't understand. My ass is fatter than yours. I mean, okay. Yeah, your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Of course. You know, I understand. I don't get that at all. I mean, I would hope so. I would hope that my wife would have a nicer, more rotund ass than mine, because I got, like, no ass, you know. If my wife had my ass, I'd be like, Jesus, you got the ass of, like, a 30-year-old man. You know, not good. Not good.
Right. Let's get rid of my friends and keep all of yours.
No, I don't like that idea at all. Let's sever all ties with my friends. I can't see how that would ever become a problem. You know, that would never be an issue for anybody.
That's not a problem. I love sleeping on the wet spot.
Okay, so I've just pissed the bed. And my wife, is that what she's saying? Or is this like a sex wet spot on the bed? What do you... I don't know. I mean, yeah, if you have sex in the bed together, somebody's going to end up sleeping on something. Something. You know, we don't need to get too graphic on this show, but let's put it lightly like this. Sexual juices will emerge during the sex act and sometimes go, you know, running all over the place, into the ass, around the thighs, maybe down the back of the thigh if you're in a doggy style position. And these juices will soak into the sheets and possibly the mattress unless you have, you know, one of those pee pads. That's actually what I've done on my bed. I've installed a anti-wet the bed thing. So what it does is an alarm goes off and if moisture touches it. So if we're having sex and there's any moisture, meh, 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 you know, then we have to stop. Anyway, if that's the wet spot we're talking about, yeah, I mean, if you have sex in the bed, someone's going to have to sleep in that. I've always thought if I was like a millionaire, here's a great idea. You have your bedroom, and then you have your sex bedroom. You know what I mean? Because that way, you can do all your weird sex stuff in there. You don't have to worry about it. You know, everything's cool. Make sure and change the sheets in there a little more often. You want to keep your weird, I don't know, dildos and fildos and fist dildos or whatever. They can all just be in there in the nightstands. And then, you know, people come over and you just lock that door and you say, oh, God, that's where the mysterious keys are hidden to the magic school. Don't go in there. That would be a great way to get a kid to break into a room, you know, and say, that's how all your invitations to the magic school are in there. But you can't have them, so don't go in there, you know. Every movie, too, when they say, like, absolutely do not go in there. You know, what's in that room is, like, their tickets to the special space academy or whatever. It's never, don't go in that room. Mommy and daddy don't want you to go in that room. And then the kid goes in and it's just, like, a normal-looking bedroom. And then there's a bunch of vibrators in the nightstand, you know. Which is what would really happen. And then the kid would be like, oh, Christ, I should have got... They were right. Maybe it was weird for them to have that, but they were right to tell me not to go in there. You know. But yeah, I don't know. So if there's a wet spot from that, someone's got to sleep in it. If I'm peeing the bed, go sleep in the sex bed then. You know. Have some respect.
Let's get rid of my friends and keep all of yours.
Oh, sorry, guys. This is hard to tell which ones I've done.
Darling, I got that £150 out the bank. Would you like me to call for the hooker?
No. No, 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 no. No, we do not. We do not have a hooker come over. That's a weird one. I don't like that. I wonder if European prostitutes are different than American prostitutes. If they're less weird. They say that, you know, people over there are less sexually repressed or something like that, which they always say is a good thing. You know, they're like, oh, it's great. We're less sexually repressed. But I just saw the Argentinian version of Dancing with the Stars. Okay? And it's called, like, Dancing for a Dream. And I'm telling you, here's what the dance was. It was a woman and a guy. The woman basically tore all her clothes off. She was wearing a thong and two brown stickers over her nipples. And they had, like, stripper poles arranged in the shape of a capital letter H that she was climbing around and hanging off. At one point, she was suspended by holding the pole with her butt. And basically, it was the guy and this woman dangling from these poles, simulating different oral sex acts, regular sex acts. I mean, she definitely, there had to have been penetration at some point. And I don't know a lot about female anatomy, but I mean, there's got to be points during these dances where things are falling out of things, right? I mean, if you're just wearing a tiny thong and you're like dancing around and doing the splits, at some point, anyway.
Darling, it's cool that you forgot my Christmas present. You're all I want for Christmas anyway.
All I want for Christmas is you. Well, that's nice. So I'm married to Mariah Carey. That's ideal.
I understand that you don't find me attractive anymore. That's why I bought you these pornos.
Okay. Why would my ideal wife... Why is the... the perfect wife for me is the one not who I'm attracted to as time goes on. You know, well, I fell more and more in love with her every day, and I found more. Instead, it's, yeah, listen, I know I've gotten pretty dumpy over the years, so here's some porn. I'll just, you know, wait over here on the wet side of the bed.
So why did your brother get circumcised, but not you?
Why... Why is that an ideal wife? That's fucking weird. Because first of all, so now she's seen my brother's cock. How is that an ideal situation? That's weird. What? Okay, hang on.
So why did your brother get circumcised, but not you?
Am I missing something? Or is there just like one out of these 48 things that's bizarre? why in the world, you know, oh, I've always wanted someone to ask me that. I have been, you have no idea how long I've been waiting for someone to ask me, you know, about comparisons between my brother's cock and my cock. You know, the procedures done to them upon our births. Well, that's quite a tale.
That's okay. You're always right.
Yeah, okay. I don't need to hear that.
Check that out.
Okay, that I like. I don't mind somebody who's ready to push out the body functions. That's fine. You know. I've had people I've dated in the past who've opened that door to the, like, hey, our body functions become sort of a contest. And I don't think they've ever been happy they opened that door. You know, I'm pretty proficient, not going to lie. I don't think they've ever opened that door and then not been fighting to close it later. But let me tell you something. Once you open that door, you know, once we're in the car together and you lift your leg to fart in the car, because that's going to be funny, and it will be funny. But that door is open forever. That door is ripped off the hinges by the force of exploded gas. You cannot put that cat back in the bag because, you know, the bag is filled with fart stink and there's no escape.
A Hoover! Oh, just what I've always wanted.
Okay, my mom asked for a vacuum for Christmas. So you're saying the perfect wife is my mom. That's great. That's what I was hoping would happen. Good. Okay. Well, I think that'll settle it for today. You know, I think that we've found love. And that, gosh. Well, you know what? The search for the perfect wife continues, huh? Turns out we didn't solve the problem in a half hour here. But thanks again for listening. Keep listening. Just keep sharing on Facebook and Twitter and all that, and tell your parents. This is a good one. You know, if your parents are married, they could listen to this and maybe learn something from me that what they could apply to their 25-year beautiful marriage. All right, we'll see you guys later.